prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch, getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
New spring styles are here at Old Navy. Get there today for up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans for the family. Tops start at just $8. That's right, just $8. Hurry in for up to 50% off the looks you want now, like fresh new denim in the season's best colors. Get up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans, plus save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 222 to 31, select styles only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Trust me, we are laser focused on Comcast. We get it. 100% understand how important that is to our fans. And while we feel really great about the network, and Mully, appreciate the plug for it, also appreciated David Ross's plug for it, given he was laid up and otherwise wouldn't see it. You know, really, we really won't call it a success until we've got Comcast done and are really serving the whole market.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. There you go.
He's right.
That's it.
That's the only approach you can take. You don't necessarily... you can't really feel complete about everything if you're the Cubs until you get a deal struck with Comcast. And they continue to negotiate. They continue to put pressure on. Getting WOW, the fourth largest provider, is something that probably applies a little bit more pressure to Comcast. But we'll see. They have a month. A month from yesterday is opening day. So we'll see how fast these things develop.
All right. 312-644-6767. A lot of people want to talk about it. We'll start with Mike. Mike's on the road. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, I apologize if I missed something. but I've been listening to a lot of this marquee Comcast yep. back and forth. If I understand it right, there's three people or three organizations that own Comcast. One being 25% the Ricketts family, 50% Jerry Reinsdorf.
No, you got the wrong Comcast. I'm sorry, Mike. You're thinking NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah. That's not what they're trying to do here. The Cubs games will not be on NBC Sports Chicago. When right. he's talking about Comcast, it's the cable provider.
Do the Cubs still own a portion of that?
No, I don't think that's the case.
They bought out of that, yeah. right?
And yeah. and they are now exclusively on the Marquee Sports Network, and the White Sox are exclusively on NBC Sports Chicago.
Right, right.
So what you're saying is the Ricketts have no ownership in any Comcast whatsoever.
No.
Comcast, this is a cable provider. This is a television company. What you're talking about is the old Comcast sports show or the sports channel.
Comcast Sportsnet ceases yeah. it to exist.
No, yeah. it became NBC Sports Chicago.
So that's why you're confused, right. Mike. Thanks for the phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something that is it's a non-starter because he's just confused by the names of the name of the network. The name of the new network, NBC Sports Chicago. Let's check in with Mike downstate. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank
there
you.
There could be a viable alternative because I use Amazon Fire Stick and I can get MLB for free. I watch all the Cub games, high definition. And I haven't explored Marquee yet as far as tinkering and getting that in on my Fire Stick.
But you're not, where are you? You're downstate. You are not okay. in the market here. See what I'm saying?
Now, here's the other alternative, Molly. Those people that have cable, if they have Wi-Fi with their cable, all they got to do is get the stick. Normally runs between $39 and $49. You go to YouTube. There's a program you can get and pull. It's called Kodi. Drop that in on the stick. Bingo. You go right into MLB. You can get all the games for free. High definition. Excellent pitcher. Quality. The whole nine yards. I've watched them for over 2 years now on my stick. Not a problem.
Thanks, Mike. I've heard people doing that.
Yeah.
I've anecdotally.
Kevin, isn't that one of your tricks?
I've heard of people doing that. I don't know if that works in the market. I can't speak to that, but I know that's not the first person I've heard from there.
312-644-6767. John's on the road. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Molly, you're spot on. The Cubs need Comcast more than Comcast needs the Cubs. I look at it, if you're going to see this huge defection of fans to AT&T or now the big WOW Network deal they made, then Comcast may be concerned, but if you look at the DLLA the Dodgers made, you've got their largest carrier still doesn't have their games after 7 years, and is glad they didn't do it because the network or the carriers that did it haven't been able to monetize it. They're losing money on the deal. So I would hope, and I'm a Comcast subscriber, but I'm a Sox fan, full disclosure, I don't want to subsidize it. I'm not going to watch it.
Right.
So I understand their position, and I think it's a smart one. So I think the price will have to come down because if there was a clear competitive advantage to have that, Comcast would have saw the subscribers moving already and they're not seeing it.
And we know that that NBC Sports Chicago is carrying five more White Sox spring training games, but you can go to WhiteSox.com and you can watch all the home games in Glendale. They have all those home games broadcast on the on WhiteSox.com. So you can watch more than, but you got to keep an eye on the schedule and you can't, it's not like just sitting down in front of your TV, which again is the problem people have. A lot of people are couch potato types that sit down and turn on the TV. And if it's not there, then they move on to something else.
And I think the Cubs realize that they need Comcast probably more so than the other way around. But I think that that's why they're trying to make a deal. This is a negotiation. It's a process and we'll see. Deadlines spur action, and the deadline's still a month away.
Let's get to Lori. Lori's in Wheaton. Good morning, Lori.
Morning, Lori.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I have a question. I have AT&T, and I've been watching the Marquee station. I'm not sure when it starts, but if you turn it on between the hours of like 5 or 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock at night, there's college basketball.
Right.
There's auto racing. How is that all Cubs all the time? And if people are paying extra to watch the Cubs, they're going to be a little ticked off
well,
if they turn it on.
We talked about that. We talked about that with Crane. There is other.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's okay. There is other content. You know, I believe like in spring training anyway, they're playing these games like three times from when I'm checking in. So the same game you can see three different time periods. They had pro bowling on yesterday in the morning, I believe. They had what is the thing called?
Infomercials too. Look, it's 24/7, and I understand what you're saying, Lori, and I would think that I'm not speaking on behalf of the team or anything like that, but they've been on the air for a week and a half. They haven't been able to
produce content. Yes.
So when they get to that point, I think you'll be seeing all the David Ross, you know, deep dives into his background that you'll want and on a loop. You know, how many times can you watch the Ernie Banks documentary?
Yeah, I was going to say, it should be Ernie Banks documentary, Cubs game.
I haven't heard anything about the Ernie Banks
documentary. Well, you know, I mean, I think it's really well done, and I love Ron Rappaport as much as the next guy, but I mean, there's only so much.
At least the dubbing was done correctly on that
one.
They got that resolved.
Well, they either got it resolved or they're no longer showing programming that was produced by whoever produced that. Woo.
Joe is on the road. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, guys. When I was listening to Crane Kenny, what I took from, and I could be wrong, is that they don't want to spend any money right now until they get the revenue stream going from the TV deal. But to a Cubs fan, they need more money to spend more on players? So you're asking the customers to change providers or jump through hoops to spend more money so the Cubs can afford Nicholas Castellanos or whoever.
Right. Well, that's not actually what the deal is, Joe. What they're saying is there was a certain amount of startup cost. You know, you've got to build studios. You've got to hire people. You've got a lot of new, you know, camera. You got to put all that stuff together. So you're doing all that. It's a startup cost. They want to get their investment back before they have profit that they're putting into the team. So I think if you think about it just logically with the, you know, if you're buying a house and you're going to build a hotel, let's say, so you do the building, you got it up, you want to be able to pay it off before you start seeing profit out of it, right? Before you start, you want to make sure that your cost is all covered.
There are sequences.
It's
sequential. You have to wait for one to get the other.
Exactly.
It's a fair question. And people are going to be skeptical. The one question I think we'll address, because I know we have to get out of here soon, is probably better for the 5 at 5 and maybe tomorrow, but all of this sort of acrimony or angst, if people are feeling that about the Marquee Network, about the Cubs, is this going to push fans away from the Cubs? Can you envision it getting to the point where, say there's no deal done with Comcast by opening day, you've got 1.8 million or 2 million or however many million Cubs fans out there disenfranchised, feeling disenchanted with the team because they can't watch the team.
Right.
Does that push them away from the Cub, from being a Cub fan? Will it affect your fandom if you can't watch your team? Well, and who do you hold responsible for that?
Let me say this. Let's say that you can't get it right away and the team doesn't play well. Like if the team's playing well and you want to watch the games, but if you know, I mean, a lot of people made jokes about Crane saying that they did better with their first debut than the Bulls game. Well, of course they did, say many texters, because the Bulls are not really great, riveting television.
Well, I found that interesting, though. I found that interesting. That's still an NBA regular season game.
I coach by faith.
And you're talking about a spring training game that means absolutely nothing.
But my point is, if the Bulls are flying high, they're crushing everything. So there are some sports that rely upon Cubs games. You watch no matter what. You know, baseball, you kind of watch regardless of the success of the team. But if you don't have the number one cable provider in town, and you're running afoul of a bad season, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you have that risk, and then how do your advertising costs, how are you paying off everything that you're doing? If it's just
baseball, inspires
they need to
more,
get Comcast.
Yeah, baseball inspires more loyalty, but this is going to maybe test it with some people.
Right. They need Comcast. They do. And I think Crane realizes that. And we have we have another texter saying that, you know, his cable is tied to his phones, which is tied to all of the technology in his house. how would that affect the whole thing? And, you know, I know a lot of people.
Welcome to the club.
That will take all that stuff and connect it for cheaper pricing.
Yes.
And that's the thing, Dustin, that you're not considering when you're telling people to just dump it. So that's a bit of an issue. 312-644-6767. I know he is. That's what he
you
does.
You do that on purpose because you know that we have to go to break and Kevin will strangle me if I get into it with you right here.
What? So. How did I get into it? What did I do on purpose?
Me right there.
How did I possibly?
Done, by the way.
Right there. Thank you.
Transition is next.
Dave, yeah. Wouldn't you Dave, think Dave, that if Dave, you Dave, had Dave, somebody Dave, was sober dump on dump the field?
We got Danny Cotter next. Molly and Haw, the score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on the score.
Bryant's approach to entering Mesa has been spectacular. I think that's a good way to approach it, and I'm not surprised at all. That's one of the things that I really respect about him. He is the ideal professional. That's something that should be celebrated.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch. Getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
New spring styles are here at Old Navy. Get there today for up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans for the family. Tops start at just $8. That's right, just $8. Hurry in for up to 50% off the looks you want now, like fresh new denim in the season's best colors. Get up to 50% off tops, pants, and jeans, plus save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 2/22 to 3/1, select styles only.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
It all starts with just one thing. Get to know your local beekeeper. You can make sure they don't use chemicals in the hive and that they only sell surplus honey. Plus, locally produced honeys have a smaller carbon footprint. Find tips and more at onethingus.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Joe Madden, what can players and fans expect from David Ross as the manager of the Cubs?
A lot like he was as a player. David's going to be the same, and that's the beauty of it. David's not going to change. That's the one piece of advice I did give to him, because he needs to manage like he played. And if he does that, he's going to be just fine.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations. conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit.